psukim before this sheet, which starts with Pasuk Chav Beis and continues to Pasuk Lamed Aleph, are the psukim in Mishlei that speak about how the Torah was the blueprint for the creation of the world. In the Gra, on those psukim, which you do not have in your notes, the Gaon shows how every one of the psukim from Hashem Kanani Reishis Darkoi until and through Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Mesacheches B'Tevel Artzoi, V'Shashuai as Bnei Adam, are all references and remozim to the specific days of creation, and the Basora Mamoros Nivru Olam. And I decided that we're going to go over beyond that and leave that for another time perhaps, or another Gilgul perhaps. But in any case, I wanted to do this because there's more Musar and Hashkafa for our purposes in these psukim. Vata Bonim, let's first look, as we generally do, at the psukim themselves. Again, the Torah is speaking. Vata Bonim Shimuli, listen to me. Va'ashrei derochai yishmaru, fortunate are the ones who keep my path, my ways. Shimu Musar v'chachomu v'al tifro'u. Now, tifro'u, to be mafriya, is disturbances. But in this particular instance, as the Goyin says, al tifro'u lo yaferu es hamusar. In other words, you should listen, and when you listen, you have to assimilate, and then you have to do it. So therefore, don't just listen, and then let it dissipate, let it disappear. Al tifro. Ashrei adam shaymei ali, lishkoid al dalsoisa yoim yoim, lishmar mezuzos psochoi. Person who is coming to my doorstep and attends to me every single day. Because ki moitzi imotzo chayim, v'yofik rotzain me Hashem. V'choyti, choy me snafshoi, kol misan ai, ahavu maves. It says, the last pasuk says, you're a person who is abandoning Torah, the person who is sinning against the Torah, he is a person who is his own worst enemy. That's what the pasuk is intimating. He's his own worst enemy. So let's take a look now at the psukim in the Bir Hagra. A pasuk lamed beis va'ato bonim shimuli. Hainu ha-toira tishme'u, va'ashrei drocha yishmaru mish yishmar es ha-toira l'kayama. So in other words, he's learning that one is the learning of it, and the other one is the fulfilling of it, the keeping of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So those are the two, va'ashrei drocha yishmaru. Shimu musar v'chachomu va'al tifro zok degra. Ki ledake Hashem tzarech shnei dvarim, musar v'chachma. Right? And of course, he goes back and he makes a reference to what he said earlier and in Pasuk Yudalid, and he made reference even earlier than that, and it's a Pasuk in Shayo Perik Memtes that we learned a number of times. Right? The Pasuk says, Leimor la'asurim tseyu, v'zehu musar v'chochma, v'al tifro kloy matchilo shimu, v'chakach al tifro lo yaferu es ha-musar v'chochma milikayimam. Inyon, she'achshav lefisha misayim es ha-sefer, choyzer l'roish ha-sefer, she'om ha-shom shloisha dvarim, musar v'chochma ubina, v'om ha-shom achakach gam b'maase. We quotes the pasuk earlier at the beginning of Mishnei Lokachas, and Lohovin.
That's only two.
One second. Tlas klilon b'tlas. V'om ha-gam ken kan bonim shimuli ubina, k'mo she'omru ki im labino tikra shimu musar v'chachomu v'amagam kim b'maisa ashrei drocha yishmaru v'al tifro tlas klilam b'tlas. So I just read the Goyin, and if you want we can go further. Otherwise we could go back and explain it word by word, whatever you prefer.
Where are the three?
Yeah, you're, that's all you're worried about. That's very good. Okay, so the very first thing that I want to tell you is that the Vilna Goyin Shita is that the Sefer of Mishlei is divided into Svarim, into sections. The entire Sefer is called Sefer Mishle, but Sefer Mishle has in it, as it were, several Sfarim. So now what he says is, Sha'ach V'ha'inyon, start from V'ha'inyon. Sha'ach Shav Lefi Shemesayim Es HaSefer. At the very beginning of Mishle, before the beginning of the Goyin's Mishle, there's a Hagdama of Reb Menachem Mendel Mishklov, who put out this Mishle in Bir Hagra, and he points out there that the Gaon Shita was that the Sefer of Mishle is divided into three Chalokim, three separate parts. The first Sefer goes, and we'll soon see, it goes from Perek Aleph through Perek Yud. And that's the first chelik of Mishle. From Yud to Chaf Hei is the second Sefer of Mishle, within Mishle. And of course, from Chaf Hei until the end is the third Sefer of Mishle, and that is Kineged Chochma Bina and Das. And he says, Chochma Musar and Imre Bina, so Musar is equivalent to Das, and those are the three different things. Mishle Aleph is Neged HaChochma, and that means to understand the pituyim of the Yetzer Hara, and how to fight the Yetzer Hara, and argue against him. How to conquer the Yetzer Hara's arguments. The second chelik of Mishle is Keneged Das, and Das, he says, you have a pasuk Eitz HaDas Toi V'ra, and das means that you understand each thing and its opposite, the positives and the negatives, the good and the bad. Eitz hadas toivara. That's why in that chelik of Mishle that begins with Perik Yud, you have till Perik Chofei the positive and negatives come out in every pasuk. In other words, what is good and then what is bad. What is good and what is bad. We'll see examples of it in a moment. And finally, the third Sefer of Mishle, the one that begins from Chaf Hei until the end of Mishle, that is the, what is the Nakuda of that? We already had Chochma and we had Das, now we have Bina. And Bina is the Torah, came out everything in the latter part of Mishle relates to Torah. Now you understand, we just spent an entire perek relating to Torah. So when we speak about these categories, we don't mean to the exclusion of everything else. It means that the essence of that is a little bit different in its emphasis and the topics that it covers than the other halakim. So again, Chochma, Bina, and Das, it's Chochma, Das, and Bina. That's how the Goyin divides the three Sfarim. You'll notice an interesting thing. If you don't have the Sefer Mishle, most of you don't, in front of you. So the beginning, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Mishle, Shloimei ben David, Melech Yisrael. If you go to Perek Yud, you have Mishle Shloimei, Bein Chocham Yisamach Av. You notice that Perek Yud begins with the same Mishle Shloimei. If you go to Perek Chaf Hei, you will notice also, and that's how one of the simonim, if you will, that it is divided that way. Gam Eile Mishle Shloimei Asher Ha'etiku Anshe Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. The beginning of each one of these prokim, Perek Aleph, Perek Yud, and Perek Chaf Hei, speaks about the Mishle Shloimei. The question is, why do you have to say that? Of course, it's Sefer Mishle. It's Mishle Shloimei. So the answer is, there are collections of Mishalim, and each one has a theme. According to the Gra, the concept of the first Chelek is Chochma, the concept of the second Chelek is Das, and the concept of the third Chelek is Bina. Now, if you look at the second Chelek, right, so you'll see an interesting thing. And that's what the Goyin meant. I'm opening up randomly to Perek Yud in the middle of the Perek. Chachomim yitzbenu das, upi evil, Doesn't matter. It's pasuk yudalet, but it doesn't matter. Chachamim yitzpenu das upi evil mechita krova. The chacham is good, the evil is bad. Right? Hain ashir kiryas uzay mechitas dalim reisham. Riches, in this particular case, he's talking about riches of Torah, riches of mitzvahs, is good, and poverty of Torah and mitzvahs is their undoing. Pe'ulas tzadik l'chayim, tevuas rasha l'chatos. You get the picture? Every one of these psukim kemat has in it the positive and the mirror image negative. Oirach l'chayim shomer musar, ve'ozev tochachas mat'eh with a tough. Mechase sino sipse shaker motzi diba huksil. Now, like sometimes it's the other way around. The negative goes first. Berov dvarim lo yechtal pesha. Person talks a lot. He's inevitably going to sin because something negative is going to come out of his mouth. The chosech sefas of maskil. Somebody keeps his mouth shut is smart. So again, you have the negative first in this case, but always kemat. Again, it doesn't mean that every single pasuk is like that, but bederech klal. Birchas Hashem hisashir v'lo yosef etzev ima is not like that. But bederech klal, it is davar v'hifucho. So he says that's eitz hadas toiv v'ra. Okay. So that's what the Goyin says in general. Now we have to understand a bazoi. After all, we are now at the end of Perek Ches. We still have Perek Tes to go. Right? So apparently the Goyin felt that the end is of this first Chelek is upon us, and that the last part of Perek Ches and all of Perek Tes is the transition, as it were. It's the Siyum Hadvarim and the Sachakol of Chelek Aleph. Now, to show you what I mean, the very beginning of Perek Tes, which of course you don't have yet, Chochmois Bonso Beso Chotzevo Amudeho Shiva, and so on. And in that, in Pasuk Hey, again the Torah speaks and speaks in the first person, just like it does in Perek Ches. Luchu Lachamu Velachami, Ushesu B'yayin Mosochti. Right? And so on. So the idea of the Gaon is, or for example, very famous pasuk also because it's in the Siyum. Every time we find a familiar pasuk, it's only because we've seen it many times. There's no such thing as an unfamiliar pasuk. It's just that we haven't seen it enough, or ever. But be'etzem, no pasuk is more heavily weighted than the others that it should be unknown to us. Or inscrutable to us. All psukim are equally known and unknown. All psukim equally have their pirush, drash, remez, and sod. The familiarity that we have with psukim is only because of constant exposure. And the more exposure, the more familiar we are, till they become our bosom friends. So Ashrei is very well known to us, but there's nothing per se in Ashrei that is so easy to comprehend. And other parts of Tehillim, some are more easy, some are less easy, but it's not measured by how easy it is. There are many psukim that are very, very difficult to understand, certainly on the surface, without deepening our comprehension, we don't understand it at all. And yet we know the pasuk Baal Peh because it's in our davening all the time. This is Kivi Yirbu Yamecha V'Yosifu Lecha Shnos Chayim. It's familiar to us. So again, who's talking? The Torah. And this pasuk is very similar to the psukim in Perek Ches. So Ches and Tes are as one. And that's why the Vilna Goyin says in this explanation of the pasuk that we just read, pasuk Lamed Gimel, that it is She'achshav l'fi she'misayim es ha-sefer. He means towards the end of the sefer, because Perek Ches and Perek Tes he regards as one flow, one continuum. So he says, Chayzer l'roish ha-sefer she'omar shom gimul dvarim. So let's take a look and see what is going on. What are we talking about? What does it mean, Chayzer l'roish ha-sefer? So, If a person goes to the very second pasuk in Mishlei, let me read it to you inside. Open up after Mishlei Shlomo ben David, Ladas Chachma Umusar Lahavin Imre Vina. So you have Chachma, Musar, and Bina. Okay? So he says these are the three pillars. Now, the three pillars, he says, Sha'am Hashem Shloisha Dvarim, Musar, Chachma, Ubina. Ya'am Hashem Acharkach, Gam B'maaseh. Now, what is B'maaseh? So you have further on there in the Pasuk Beis, you notice a Lashon, Lada'as, Chachma, Musar, Lahavin, Imre Vina. But then in Pasuk Gimel it says, Lakachas Musar Haskel, Sedek Umishpat Umeisharim. So he says that Lakachas and the Lahavin that we just mentioned from Perek Beis, remember it says, Ladas Chof Musar Lahavin Imrevina, that he calls the level of Maisa. And then he says, Tlas. So what are the Tlas? There is the Ladas, there is the Lahavin, and there is the Lakachas. And it's Tlas, which is, as he says, what's his Lashon? Klilon Bitlas. What does that mean? So Be'emes, nobody here has the Pirush of the Gra and Megillas Esther by any chance. So Bli Neder, Bli Shur, if you remind me next time, somebody should remind me before the Shir, I'd like to show you something very interesting. At the beginning of Megillas Esther and the Bir Hagra. But if you remember in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pasuk says, Kiner mitzvah v'toira or v'derech chayim toichachos musar. Ner mitzvah, toira or derech chayim toichachos musar. You see yourselves that this pasuk has three sections in it. Ner mitzvah, Torah or, and derechayim toichachos musa. The Goyin in his beer over there said, Amar kan shloisha dvarim. What are the three? Torah, u'mitzvahs, u'midas. We learned this. The three sections are Torah, mitzvahs, and midas. He writes, Harei shloisha, shebechol echot kolul mishulash. Keneged Mashama Lamala Biblial, he has this idea that each section has three. And there is a big arichus dvarim in these in Yonim, but the bottom line is that that's what he's referring to. You remember that the going divides mitzvahs in general to Bein Adam La Mokim, Bein Adam La Chaveroi, and Bein Adam La Atzmai. And that's what he calls midas. So he says this is tlas that is klilon betlas. Each one of these inyonim has three inyonim in them. V'oma gam ken kan, bonim shimuli, which is bina, right? That's what it says in the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Beis, pasuk Gimel. That's the pasuk that we just mentioned. Kim la bina tikra. The pasuk says, Kiim la bina tikra la tavuna titen kailecha. That's bina. And you have, of course, shimu musar v'chachamu. That's musar. V'amagam kein b'maise ashrei drachai yishmeru. That is the maise. So you have the three things in the machshava and in the maisa as well. That's what he wants to say. Klas, klilon, betlas. Ashrei drachai yishmeru, shimu musar v'chachomu v'al tifro. So he says like this, that this pasuk shimu musar v'chachomu is together with the ashrei drachai yishmeru. This is the collection of the three inyonim that he mentioned at the very beginning of Mishlei, and that is repeated over and over again, and that is Lakachas, as well as Lahavin and Ladas.
Where was the pasuk on the Das?
What is that?
Vina was the Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis. Musa was Perek Ches Lam Gimel. Where's the Pasuk on that?
What do you mean on Das?
Das.
That's the Pasuk right at the beginning of Mishlei. But Das, Chochmo, Musa. Yeah. So in other words, the Gra is telling us that at the end of this section, which goes from Perek Aleph through Perek Tes, up to Perek Yud, where the Pasuk begins again, Shlomo HaMelech's Mishlei, is one Chativa, and the essence of that Chativa is to teach us the ways of the Yetzer Hara and how to fight the Yetzer Hara. And this is something that we divide into three sections, and each section has three things in it, as the Gaon is Masbir in Perek Vav, and those three are Das, Lahavin, which is Bina, and Lakachas Musa Haskel, the Chochma, Bina, and Das. Now, I believe that when we started learning Mishlei, I said over something from Rav Soloveitchik that he was Masbir, Chochma, Bina, and Das, and he spoke about Das a little bit, and he said something very fascinating, which really shows that Das is connected to Maisa. Chochma is the original spark, he said, of your genius. When you see something that other people haven't seen, that's what we call insight, that's what we call intuition. There's a certain moment where you see something there that breaks through the fog. It penetrates through the inscrutable quality that other people would not understand, or that you didn't understand all along. The problem with every spark is that when you have a spark, it is in danger of dissipating. It's in danger of being snuffed out prematurely. The only way that you can have a spark that works is if the spark is attached to something. It has to create a fire. And then it can last. That's where Bina comes in. Bina is the developing and the deepening and the categorizing and the structuring of the spark, of Chochmah. In other words, how does that Chochmah apply? How does that Chochmah explain? What are the consequences of that in other areas? And he said something very interesting. He says, the spark for me is very easy. My Ikar Avoda in preparing a shiur is to develop the idea so that it has hands and feet, to develop the idea so that it has a way of working itself out in the Chomer of Torah. And that's why Bina is called Lahavin Dava Mitoich Dava. That's the whole idea of Bina, that you can extrapolate, you can take this forward into other areas. Then you create a grid of ideas. And the grid of ideas, in a certain sense, traps and contains that spark of Chochmah. Now, what about Das? Once I've already explained something and then showed how it works and where it belongs and what it connects to, what is left? So he said a fascinating thing. He said that Das means how you apply the idea into the real world, into the Olam HaMaisa. And he gave a very beautiful analogy. I mean, beautiful in the sense that it's so obviously true. He says a lot of people darshan, they talk the talk. He didn't use that expression, but they don't really know how to walk the walk. It's not that they're fraudulent, chas v'shalom. It's just that when it comes l'maisa, they don't have the tools inside of them to be able to translate the beauty and the charm of the Torah idea and its profundity into the way of life. He says a person can talk about Shabbos in the most noble and lofty terms, but when it comes to the day of Shabbos, it's not happening. It's not happening. And then he gave this analogy. He used to mention this Maisa. He was in Warsaw, and he was davening in a Hasidic shtibel, and everybody came over to him afterwards, Reb Chaim Zeinikel and so on. Everyone came over to him to give him a good Shabbos. And there's one fellow there that looks very, very... he's looking at Rav Soloveitchik as if he was his best friend, as if, you know, they knew each other from before. But he had just arrived, and he didn't know this person. And he's looking at him, and he's wondering, why does he think that I'm so familiar to him? So he realized, this fellow realized, he said, Rebbe, you don't recognize me? So he said, how should I recognize you? He says, I was the porter that carried your bags from the train or whatever to the hotel, to your stancia. So he looks at him and he says, Takazai, but I never would have imagined it unless he told it to me. Why? It was in fact a few hours before. The teretz is because the fellow that carried my bags was broken from the burden of thousands of years of Yiddish Agolos. His clothes were torn. His shoulders were bent. And he goes into this beautiful description of this tragic person. And he says, the fellow that's standing in front of me is a prince. And he describes the radiance. And he says, yeah, you look at his kapot, at his bekisha, and he see, there's a seam here that was sewn and there. But you never would have noticed. Because the bearing was so regal. So he asks, what made the difference? The answer is Shabbos. But Shabbos doesn't make a difference to everybody. And by the way, misnaged that I am, that's where Hasidus wins hands down. Hands down. There's no question about it. They had this ability to take the world, the Olam HaMaisa, and make it resonate with Torah and Mitzvahs in the Hashkofa. You manage to push the Hashkofa into the Chepza of this world. And we don't know necessarily always how to do that. It reminds me of the Maisa that Chassid was confronted by a Misnagid, the Chassid's yard site, and he's giving tikkun to everybody, and he's drinking a l'chaim with everybody. And he says, what are you doing at Yartzeit? You're supposed to fast and so on. He says in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, well, don't you understand? There are sparks. You malad the nitzaitzis. You take the gashmias. You turn it into ruchnias when you make a bracha. That's the very beginning for the ili neshama. So he says, yeah. So he says, if you want to make a bracha, why don't you drink water? Why are you drinking schnapps? Can also be malad the nitzaitzis from the water. He says, I misnagged what you are. How foolish. If I drink water and I make a bracha, only the Ribbono Shel Olam has hanah. This way I also have a little hanah. But there's something about that. There's something about that whole sense of connecting the physical world, which is not the enemy if you're able to co-opt it. That's the point. So the Birkas Shmuel, no, or maybe my Shre's father, I'm not sure. The Bali Musa, I think it was my Shre's father in the name of the Bali Musa, not the Birkas Shmuel. The Bali Musa used to say that Chassidus kashot op asimcha and Musa machtreif atrel. It means the following. A simcha is a dangerous thing. It's dangerous. But Hasidim somehow knew how to co-opt it. They knew how to make every simcha kosher. The Misnagdim look askance. The Bali Musa are terrified. Crying, that's the Bali Musa's business, right? And even that's not good for the Bali Musa. You know, they found a way of seeing it as not being yet quite authentic. So it's like, you know, the two opposite extremes, the generosity of Hasidus to co-opt the world, even if it's more excessive manifestations, and the Musar's Dikadiyuk, their insistence on that absolute ultimate emes of what you are and what you think, that even things that appear emes may not be emes. You understand? So the idea here is that Das is how you take the Chochmah and the Bina, which has evolved and been preserved in Bina, and you move it towards the world and integrate the idea with the Mitzvahs. So that's the Nekuda as it is explained in those terms. And there are Mekairis that explain basically Chochmah Minu Das that way. In the Goyin, he has that as a parallel to Bein Adam LaMakom Bein Adam LaChavero and Bein Adam LaAtzmai. I'm not sure that he has the same distinction. But he also has that in Chochma Bin and Das, he has the Maisa Sheboy. So maybe there is something of that as well. Let's go now to the next Pasuk. In Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Ashrei Adam Shomei Ali. So the pasuk says, fortunate is the person that listens to me. And the word Ashrei was already repeated in the pasuk Lamed Beis, but Ashrei Drocha Yishmairu. And here, the Shaimei Ali is not referring to the Maisa, like Drocha Yishmairu, but actually to the Limud HaTorah itself. And it says, fortunate is the person that listens to me, who is at my doorstep every single day. Lishkoid al dal soisa yoim yoim. You know what a shakton is, shin kuf dalid nun. Shakton is a person who is consistent and constant in his devotion. And the Goyin says, Ashrei Adam Shemei Ali, Kloima Lilmoid Amenas Likayim. He learns that Shemei Ali again refers to the learning which is Dafka Amenas Likayim. Lishkait al glasoisa yoim yoim heim bote medroshois, shetzrichim lilmoid kol hayoim v'chol hayomim, v'zehu yoim yoim. The Goyin has a very interesting point here. What is yoim yoim adding to yoim, or to yomim? He says yoim yoim combines yoim and yomim, meaning it's every day, but it's also all day. That's what he says. Lilmoid kol hayoim v'chol hayomim. And in the in Pirkei Avos you have a lashon, right? In Perek Beis Mishnah Yudalid have a shakud lilmoy Torah. What's have a shakud? That's lishkoid al dal soisai. A shakton is a person who learns every day, but he also learns all day. So that's a shakton. A masmid. That's the word masmid comes from what word? From Tamid. Tamid also has that idea. You know, the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim by lechem aponim. Do you have to have the bread constantly every second so that when they removed it, they were already putting it on? That's the opinion of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yosi says it's not necessary because Tamid means every single day. So again, you have that idea. And the Gemara in Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes compares it to V'hagisa Bo Yomam V'Loila, to Limud HaTorah. So again, Yomam V'Loila means every day, but Yomam V'Loila also means every moment of every day. So the Vilna Gaon says that's exactly what Yom Yom is referring to. It's every day, but it's also every moment. So now, he says, by the way, I just want to add something. Somebody will ask me, of course, if it's every moment, then automatically it's every day. I have to understand something, a very interesting thing. There was a Rosh Yeshiva by us by the name of Rabbi Peretzky. So Rabbi Peretzky used to ask a very simple question. It says, Ezehu ben olam abot, kol ha-shoyna ha-lochus, we say it, kol ha-shoyna ha-lochus b'chol yom, muftach loy, shehu ben olam abot. So here's a simple question. Ha-lochus in the plural does not say how many ha-lochus. If somebody would tell me that he learns a half a sefer of Mishneh Berurah every day, wow, that's unbelievable. But halachos minimally is how many?
Two.
Two halachos. So two halachos, and it doesn't even say which halachos. So it could take you mamish 1 minute to learn two halachos. So from that, muftach lo shuben olam haba. So you know, he answered, he says, yeah, because the emphasis is not on the halachos, it's b'chol yoim. That's very interesting. The heart is an interesting muscle. You know why? Because you can't skip a heartbeat. And the heart is a pump that is, I mean, gesunter Hate, it is a pump that pumps 24/7. You could be awake, you could be asleep, you could be running, pumps a little faster, a little slower, depending upon what you need, but it's constant. It is beating and beating and beating. The minute the heart starts to skip a beat, you already have to have a pacemaker, but the meisim, but the dos, it's a pacemaker, you understand? That's the phrase, the word itself. The whole idea of the heart was co-opted to feelings. And feelings are the exact opposite of the beat of the heart, because there's no consistency in feelings. And it means like this, you can come to a shiur And the Magid Shir, the Rebbe, the Rav, the Baal Musar, the Baal Ashkofa, whatever it is, he's very capable, he's talented, he has a gift, the Ribbon Shalom is inspiring him, he has Siyata Dishmaya, and the Oilam Vetz, the Hitztent, Ungevaramt, and the Mamish ready to do anything, they're swimming in the Oilam Ishel Yoinim, and for the next 3 days, they are learning Bahasmada Atsuma and giving away all their money to Tzedakah and on and on and on. 3 days later, they're back to where they were before and they're scratching their heads wondering how come it all dissipated. Yoim Yoim is sometimes, I'm saying this, it sounds almost like a stira. Yoim Yoim is inherently a problem mineyubei. You know why? Because all day, in certain respects, in terms of human nature, is the enemy of every day. Because all day requires that hislavos. I'm not going to let anything get in the way. I'm not going to let anything disturb me. No day is going to be different than another. How does the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Gimel that I always mention, Hilchos Talmud Torah? Val ya'abed afilu laila achas b'sheina. What kind of madrega do you have to be on a level that you don't lose one night to sleep? That's what a night is built for. That's what it's made for. Ivra laila ela l'shinsa. But the Teretz is, you're going above and beyond. Going above and beyond is not inherent to the consistency that the heartbeat requires. It's a stira. It's like when a person runs very, very fast, so the heart has to accommodate him, but it's not the balance of the heart. It's the excess of the heart. You can't keep that up. You have to slow down. You have to rest. And then you check the pulse, and you notice that the pulse is consistently, say, 60 a minute or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. So when a pulse has a certain rhythm, each person has his rhythm, then he can sometimes go faster. But if his heart races and keeps racing, he has a problem. In the same thing with the emotions that pull a person, they can't sustain themselves. So yoim yoim requires an unbelievable level of commitment that even though I'm on the madrega where I ignore the world and I push the world aside and I don't allow the Yetzirah to get the best of me and I consistently strive and strive and strive, I'm able to keep that going for years and years and years. When the Gaon said, no one knows my Yetzirah and the battles that I have to fight, it's true. No one could figure out what exactly is his Yetzirah. But there's no question that when a person is on that madrega, simply to be there all the time without fail is an unbelievable achievement. That itself, that he's always there, is an unbelievable achievement. We are all sine curves. Megeitarop, 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 megeitarop. But to be there, it's not just me yalav Hashem yokum koim kach. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the commitment that's necessary to sustain a resolve is easy for a short period of time. But then life kind of puts you back into an equilibrium. But it's not the equilibrium of the ultimate madrigas, it's the equilibrium of the average. So therefore, to sustain that level in a consistent way, yoim yoim, that it should have both kol hayoim and kol hayomim, this is an unbelievable, it's a feat. It's an acrobatic feat almost. That's what he says. Lishmar mezuzos psachai, heim batei knesios. Very interesting. Dalsois and mezuzos. Dalsois refer to the batei medrashos, where the ikar emphasis is Torah, even though you can daven there as well. And mezuzos refers to the batei knesios. Bezehu lishmar, kemosha amru. This is, of course, what it says in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Akdimu v'chashichu lebeik nishta, ki heichu detorchu chayi. You want to have arichus yomim? Come early and stay late in the Beis HaKnesses. Kemosha amru acharkach, and that's what it says in Pasuk Lamed Hey. You have it here in the Psukim, ki moitzi matzah chayim v'yofek ratzayin mehashem. V'ha'inyon, Now the Goyin says, let me explain it to you a little bit more deeply. Shadal say Torah him tzedakah mishpat. K'moshe kasabnu le'el. Ba'orach tzedakah halech b'toich nesivos mishpat. Pasuk Chav. That's the pasuk. Ba'orach tzedakah halech b'toich nesivos mishpat. K'moshe amru. This, of course, you know the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos and Daf Kuf Dalid talks about the different oisiyos of the Aleph Beis, right? And it describes the musar, so to speak, the hashkafa that lies behind the tsura of the oisiyos. We spoke a lot about one ois in particular, ois hay, right? Why is the opening on the bottom wide and the opening on the top narrow? We spoke about that a lot. So he mentions my time of pshuta kara de gimel legabe dalis. Why, you know, if you line up the Aleph Beis in Hebrew script, you know, then it goes Aleph Beis gimel dalit, right? So the gimel is facing the dalit. What part of the gimel is facing the dalit? The leg of the gimel. The foot of the gimel is sticking out a little bit towards the dalit. This is what the Gemara is asking. My taima pashta kara de gimel. Why is the leg of the gimel stretched out legabe dalis towards the letter dalit? They call it dalis, dalit lamed sof. Shekein derech goimle chasodim loru tzachar dalit. It's an unbelievably beautiful mashal, especially right now before matanos levyonim. A person who is really a goymel dalim, that's gimel dalim, goymel dalim. He's a person who provides for the poor. He doesn't just provide for the poor. He sits in his armchair and they knock on the door and they come in and he gives them a check. He runs to find them. He's chasing after them to give them the money. Goymel dalim, the gimel leg is stretched out like he's on the run towards the dalim. V'chein b'mishpat, k'maisha amru, because in mishpat you have a similar thing. This gemara happens to be at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos and Daf Yud. Ravami, Ravasi have a mitavke avre d'dashi v'amri komandis leidino le'ol. In a very fascinating idea that what's true of tzedakah is also true of mishpat, that the bali, the dayonim would offer themselves. See, there were different kinds of dayanim. There were dayanim that were sequestered in a room, and they would be sitting and learning, and somebody who wants to get hold of them has to have their cell phone. he has to be able to access the inner chamber, you know? Then there's somebody, and that's what the Gemara says, Ravami Ravasi, used to go out, and they weren't looking for business because he didn't make any money. You know, you're not allowed to take money. So they were out to offer the koyach hamishpat to the world. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi have a mitapchi avra d'dashi used to knock on the threshold of Amri, koman de islei dina leo, we're waiting for you, please come in. So the same thing of anticipating of the goymel dalim, the gimel chasing for the dalid, not only applies to tzedakah, but it also applies to mishpat. Very interesting idea. So that's so. Why do we speak about the doorway? Because it's like the Torah is waiting for him at the door. It's anticipating his arrival. So Ashri Adam Shaymei Ali Lishkoid Al Daso. The same thing, the person who is looking to do tzedakah, the person who is looking to do mishpat, also has to be like that. He has to wait at the door, he has to go out and chase after the mitzvah. And that's what he says, mezuzos pesachai, hein ava v'yira. You know, you have the two columns, each doorway has two sides to it and a top. Like the letter ches, right? So the two sides... Oh, Yochanan Boyaz, right? So you have Ava and Yira. K'moshikos b'zoyer parshas v'yikra. May shnei psochim, Ava v'yira. Ma'oin u'machoin. Right? The two levels, one of them is called Ma'oin, and one is called Machoin. Ibdu es Hashem b'yira, Ibdu es Hashem b'simcha. By the way, we are very fortunate that Baruch Hashem, we have succeeded in encountering three psukim in a row, and we are familiar with each one of them. Isn't that something? And of course the previous psukim, if the Hashem b'yirav, the Hashem b'simcha. The five levels of amuna, dalid raglin the kisei, the four legs to the chair plus the chair itself, v'amar shamei alishkoid, which is shahu hoylech v'oise. In a subsequent perek, just want to show you something. In perek tesvav pasuk yud beis, the pasuk says as follows: Lo yehav leitz hoycheach loy el chachomim lo yelech. He says that the leitz doesn't like toychacha, and therefore he does not go to the chachomim. In the parallel, or in the opposite of it, is the person who is running to be shomer al dalsos pischei haTorah. That's the opposite of the leitz who refuses to go to the chachomim. So in the gra over here on pasuk yud beis, he says something that's kedai to repeat. Ki yesh shtei bechinos toychacha. What's going to happen when the person, the leitz, comes? He's going to hear musar, and he hates musar. That's why the pasuk says al toychach leitz pen yisna echa haycheach lechacham v'yeha avecha. The simon of a chacham is that he loves to hear criticism because he can improve. And the leitz, who's not interested in improving, looks at criticism as lowering his covet. You know, like you're finding fault with him, and he can't stand that. So all he sees is the negative in Teichacha. The Chacham sees Teichacha as an extremely positive inyan. So that's what it says over here in the Goyin. Ki yesh shtei bechinos b'Teichacha. Tzarech leilech lebeis ha'oisa avel uloi chichai. So he says here that there are different madregas. Sometimes you go to the chacham. If you need to give him musa, you have to seek him out. And sometimes the chacham comes to you. But in both cases, it's only because he's a chacham, the leitz doesn't want. So he says over here, that's what he says, that Ashri Adam Shemeya Li Lishkoid Al Dalsoisa Yoim Yoim, Lishmar Mezuzas Pesachai, he's always coming to the Torah to learn from the Torah. He's always going to the Baal Musar to hear the Musar. Ki Moitzi Matzachayim, whoever finds me finds life. Right? So the Goyin says that life is the Torah itself. Eitz Chayim Hi. They say in the name of the Birka Shmuel, the Baruch Ber, Zichrono Livracha L'Chayil Mabo, that someone once said to him, you know, Torah is mamish like oxygen. He says, you're wrong. Oxygen sustains life. Torah is life itself. Ki Moitzi Matzachayim sounds like, through me you will find life, but life is something else. Kimoitzi, Matzachayim says, no, you didn't read the pasuk correctly, says the Vilna Goyin. Not Kimoitzi Yimtzachayim. Kimoitzi Matzachayim, because he found me. He found life. I am life. Shehi Eitz Chayim Lemachzikim Bo. For HaChokma Techaya Ez Ba'aleha, it says, of course, in Kehelas. The Yafik Ratzay Ma'ashem Hutfila. Vanit filosi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon yu l'ratzon im refi tekabel barachmim b'ratzon es tfilaseinu. Baruch Hashem, again, three phrases that we're very familiar with. What does he mean to say? He means whenever you hear the word ratzon, what does the ratzon have to do with tefillah? Because tefillah is really like a, where does the word ratzon keep appearing? By what? Karbanos, exactly. Ratzon is a term for karbanos. Tefillah is karbanos. In fact, many, many times I heard Rav Soloveitchik explain what is the inyan of Ritzay and what is that tefillah all about. Because you understand very well that all the bakoshes go up till Shema Koleinu, and Shema Koleinu is like the umbrella, the catch-all of all possible tefillahs. That's why the halacha says that it's appropriate to say in each one of the brachas of bakosha relevant to that inyan. But when it, like refuah in refa'enu, but when it comes to Shema Koleinu, it is so generic that you can there ask for anything, because it all fits in Shema Koleinu, the Kabbal Barachmim of Ratzon Tefillah. The kasha is, if that's the case, obviously because Shema Koleinu is the end of all the bakoshas. But we know that there's one bakosha between Shema Koleinu and the Modim Anachnu Loch of the Haidah that comes after bakosha. So what's going on? So there really, it's two kashas in one, or maybe even three kashas in one. Because the other kasha is, if it is a bakosha, why does it not appear before Shema Koleinu? So the question is, what exactly is Ritzeh? Ritzeh Hashem lekenu ba'amcha Yisrael v'sfilosa. So the answer is that we have a tefillah, you might even say tefillah avos tiknum, and then you have a tefillah neged karbanos, and when especially there's no karbanos. So tefillah is b'makom karban. To convert the tefillah into a karban, we have a separate bracha of Ritzeh. Ritzeh means this inyan of Ratzon, which we're speaking about, which is associated with karbanos. This is the inyan of tefillah b'mkayim karban. That Ratzon applies to tefillah too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see our tefillah Ratzon lifnei Hashem. And that is Ritzeh Hashem lekenu ba'amcha Yisrael uvisfilasan. But, of course, we want the karbanos as well. So that's what the Gaon says over here, that this idea of Yofik Ratzon Mehashem is tefillah. I mentioned, I believe, in the past, in any case, maybe not in this Agra de Pirka, but recently I mentioned it in the Musavad that we have Thursday night. I was thinking about this idea of Ein rina shel Torah ella balayla, shenema kumi reini balayla. And I always was puzzled, and I never really had a sense until recently of how to resolve that puzzle. What's my puzzle? The pasuk is used for Torah, and it sounds like the highest level and the most exciting level of Torah, rina shel Torah, which only is possible at night. Now, where is this pasuk in Megillas Eicha? What is the pasuk about, Kipshutai? Go and cry your heart and your eyes out because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The pasuk sounds like it's talking about Tikkun Chatzos. Kumi reini balayu l'roish hashmurei shivchi kamayim libeich noichach pnei Hashem. And especially the rest of the pasuk. So the question is, what prompted, what seized the Chachomim to suggest that dafka here we find a pasuk that relates to learning Torah? Then it dawned upon me, everybody has needs, and everybody sometimes reaches a madrega, what we would call simple terms, desperation. You know, there are a lot of things that we want and we would like to have, but either we could live without it, or we could understand that there are plenty of people that don't have it and they manage. And then sometimes something hits a person, chas v'sholom bar minan, where, you know, a person sees the malachamavus in his face, or there's some tragedy or some really horrible thing is befalling him or his loved ones or whatever, and he feels like a bulldozer is about to sweep him up. And that moment is a moment of utter desperation. And that's shifchi kamayim libech. That's a moment of tefillah, which is a level of shifchi kamayim libech. Believe it or not, I'm saying this with full awareness of how desperate a person can be in all kinds of other inyanim. I believe that the real Ben Torah, the person who really, this Yom Yom person, right, when he hits a wall in his comprehension of Torah and realizes, like I keep repeating that Vilna Gaon from Simcha Sheyesh Achareha Tuga of the Chafetz Chaim, that since the Torah is infinite and you are finite, you always hit a wall. You're constantly hitting a wall. But the need to understand and to comprehend is so great that that moment is a moment of utter despair and a moment of the greatest tefillah. And that's where they saw Kumi Raini Balayla. I think when he says here, Ki Moitzi Motza Chayim V'yofik Rotzein Me'Hashem, the connection of tefillah to Torah is much more umbilical, if you will, than we would first imagine. In the Gemara, it sounds like Torah and tefillah are almost opposites. When the Gemara speaks there about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, says, those people who stop learning to engage in tefillah, oizvim chayei oilam for oiskim b'chayei shah. They are oisik in the temporal, in the temporary, if you will, as opposed to the infinite and the Torah, which is chayei oilam nota b'sochenu. Seems to me that there's a tefillah that is dafka on account of that, as it were. Because you're reaching out to the chayei oilam and somehow it eludes you because of our limitations. So we cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. For what, you'll ask me, do we cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam? For siyata d'shmaya. And if you look at the bracha right before Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, for hoyer einenu b'seira secha, v'dabek libenu b'mitzvei secha, v'yachid levavenu la'avo li'ira shmecha. It's an unbelievable expression. The v'hoyer einenu. And that is the Kumi Raini Balayla L'Rosh HaShmuris Shivchi Kamayim Libech. It is talk about tefillah. That's what I'm suggesting. But it's about a tefillah that shows you that Rina Shel Torah is Balayla. Because the ultimate tefillah of Shivchi Kamayim Libech is Dafka, to be able to reach the Dvar Hashem Al Pi Amita Shel Torah. And that is something that is so hard to achieve. That as much as a person tries, and he's already on a madrega of yoim yoim, kol hayoim v'chol hayomim, nevertheless he needs infinite siyata d'shmaya to reach out to the infinite. And therefore he's desperate, and he yearns, and he cries, and he struggles, and that he screams out, v'hoyer einenu b'sarasecha. My feeling is that if a person doesn't have that in his heart, and doesn't yearn for that enough, it's almost impossible to be miyachid Hashem. Because that means that the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to remain separate. To bind HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world is to bind the infinite to the finite. And if you want to bind the infinite to the finite, you need the unbelievable level of commitment, but also a tremendous amount of siyata d'shmaya. So tefillah and Torah always go hand in hand. Because I believe the ultimate tefillah, believe it or not, is dafka for Torah. Because in the end, the neshama wants to unite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all other needs, including the most basic basar v'dam needs, really pale in comparison to this desperation that the neshama feels. If the person, now you'll ask me, but how come most people don't even know what I'm talking about? The answer is because you have to be a yom yom person. But when you, that's Ein Rina Shel Torah Ela B'Laila.